Tanya for the 22nd day of Av, Chav Beis Menachem Av, is in Igeret HaKedesh Simen Vav, Igeret HaKedesh 6. It's on page 424 in the English Tanya. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the Midah of Yankiv is the Midah of Rachmanus. Rachmanus for the Neshama that has to come from a very high level down into a very low level, from a place that is greater and higher than creation to a place very much invested in the physical and mundane aspect of creation. And so the compassion for the Neshama is very great. Now we know that there are two kinds of love and fear of God. One kind of love and fear is born out of the understanding and the knowledge of God's greatness. And the contemplation of those subjects, of those concepts that bring to a love or fear of God. And the other love and fear, the other type of love and fear, hein habois achar kach milmaila, is a love and fear that comes after the love and fear that a person creates through understanding God's greatness. There's a love and a fear that comes from above. The bechinas matano, in the form of a gift from above, avedas matano etenes kohunatchem. As we explain elsewhere on the pasuk, the kohuna, being the level of being a kohen, is given, Teda says, as a present, as a gift. Sheimidas ahavo, kohen is chesed, which is ahavo. Levi is gvura, which is yizo. So what it says about the kohen, that the kohuna is a gift. The same is true also, v'cheinu gam kim b'yidah, that the yidah, the fear, is also a gift. So there's love and fear that is created through human effort, through understanding God's greatness, and there's a love and fear that comes from above in response to that, which is given as a gift. V'hine v'adai ein arech klal bein arishenes, shehein teil des haseicho hanivro. There's no doubt that there is no comparison between the first love and fear, which are born out of human intelligence. There is no comparison between love and fear born out of human effort to the love and fear that comes from the Creator, from God. And it is the second kind of love and fear, the love and fear that comes from above as a gift. That's what is called emes. Because it is God's seal. Truth is God's seal. Truth comes from God, shehu emes ha'amiti, because he is the true truth. And the truth of creations, the level of truth that creations can acquire, can attain by themselves, is as nothing before God. Ach, eizah haderech sheyizkeh adam le'emes Hashem. But how does a person come to get this gift, to merit God's truth? Hinehu al yedei sheyeir rachamim rabim lefnei Hashem al hanitzut shebenafshei. It's by arousing great compassion before God for the spark of godliness that is in his soul. And this compassion is the attribute of Yankiv. It traverses from one end to the other. It exists everywhere. Unlike Ava and Yidah, Chesed and Gvura, they exist on extremes, at the extremes, whereas the middle path goes through every level. The Hainu Mizaim Hamailis Adlamata Mato, from the highest level down to the lowest level, to bring the truth of God down into this dark world, this lowly dark world, that even while I sit in darkness, God is my light. And that's what it means, that God's chesed, the love that we get for God, from God, that's govar aleinu, that's a stronger and higher love than the love that we can acquire by ourselves. In some places, earlier on in Tanya, for example, he says that Rachmanus is megala the ahava, that if a person wants to have ahava and he feels that it's blocked, so the way to get through it is through Rachmanus. That Rachmanus is mevatelus es hasina or megala es ahava. Here he's saying, not that when you feel Rachmanus for someone, you will eventually also feel love for him. Here he's saying that by feeling Rachmanus for God, God has Rachmanus on you, and he gives you a higher love. Not just that it reveals your love that you have, but is blocked, but that the Rachmanus that God has for you brings you a gift from above, a love and a fear that you would not have otherwise. But this arousal of compassion before God, that God should feel compassion for us, for the neshama, also has to be truthful, has to be emes. Gam kishu be'emes shalei, and even though it is the person's emes, not divine emes, but yet it has to be emes. So eich yuchal al yedei emes shalei. So how is it that his truth, the human truth, can reach and arouse a divine truth when they are really so far apart? So the solution, the bridge, is tzedakah. It is a feeling, tzedakah is a feeling of compassion for those who don't have of their own, to give life to those who are dejected, to the lowly. And when we do this below, it causes the same reaction above. Hashem that God also awakens the sleeping and rouses the dreaming. This is the divine and abundant compassion and divine kindness that are by nature concealed and hidden. So the tzedakah that we do brings it out from its hiddenness into a revealed state. We bring the light to shine forth and bring the truth of God, the divine truth, to the world. And that's why tzedakah is referred to in the pasuk with which this letter began, the planting of tzedakah. Why is it called planting? Lahatzmiach emes ha'elyein emes Hashem. Because the tzedakah is a means. Just like we plant seeds in order to harvest something else, in order to harvest wheat, the same way tzedakah is planted in order that we gain a divine truth. U'b'frat b'tzedakah v'cheset shal emes she'esim imeret ha'kedesh. Particularly the tzedakah that is a true tzedakah, and that is the tzedakah that is given to Eretz HaKedesh, may it be rebuilt speedily in our days. That the truth grows out of the earth, out of the land, in this case the land of Israel, by planting tzedakah in the land, chesed v'rachamim rabim, with kindness and great compassion, Hanesof and Venukotim Lutechom, that are gathered into the land. They arouse also above a kindness that is concealed and hidden, as it says, that there is a kindness that is hidden for the future, for the world to come, and this is revealed through tzedakah, in order to establish and to set up firmly the settlements of the early settlements of Hasidim and of Jews in Israel, and that's what it means, that through tzedakah you shall be established. In the Hayem Yem for Chav Beis Menachem Ov, the Rebbe writes that Amur Omar, my father said, Kedem Lechitzas HaPas Shachris, before rinsing the mouth in the morning, Ein Levarech, one should not make a bracha, Milvad B'Yemei Atayniyes, except for the days of the fast days when you're not allowed to put water in your mouth. Otherwise, you should not say Birchas HaShachar, you should not say the brachas of the morning brachas, without first rinsing the mouth.